For many women, the change of the seasons is a time for a change in their lifestyles, and better health and energy being the goals. Well, while those goals are certainly important ones, the path to success can appear a bit intimidating and turn and wind up discouraging everyone from just even starting, never mind trying to finish something. My next guest is here to offer some easy-to-embrace-and-follow ideas that will create an expressway to a healthier life and better energy. Well, being a registered nurse, she's also the CEO of HealthyWomen.org, and maybe even more important than that, she's also a mom. So, yeah, she knows the importance of having top health and maximum energy. We say good morning to Elizabeth Badalino. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning.
And, of course, the website is HealthyWomen.org. And like I was saying in the introduction, Beth, a lot of women, they know what they need. They know what their health goal should be. But they make that starting step a huge, at least to their view, appear to be a huge step across a wide canyon, and it doesn't always have to be that way.
That's so right, and that's what I'm here to say. Stop the big steps and start with the baby steps. Small, attainable goals will make for a healthier you. Simple steps such as drinking more water throughout the day, taking the stairs instead of the escalator or the elevator, or when you're shopping, park at the furthest parking spot and walk to the store versus trying to circling and waiting for that spot to open right in front of the doors. But those simple, small steps can really make a big impact overall on your health and wellness. And the other thing that I always like to do, and this is really important, is making sure you start your day with a healthy breakfast. It really sets you up for eating well throughout the day. And I'm not talking about making a gourmet omelet. It can be as simple as a bowl of cereal, but making sure you choose the right cereal for you. For me, it's Great Grains Digestive Blend. It has the fiber, it has the active cultures, and it really needs 85% of the whole grains that are recommended in your diet. And it tastes great. So choosing the right cereal, starting your day with a good breakfast will really set you up for eating well throughout the day.
Always equate being a mom with being a morning disc jockey, having been one myself for many moons ago. It isn't like you can just stroll into work and slowly ramp yourself up to full force. Much like you hit the studio at 6 a.m., you got to be standing on the gas pedal. Moms have to be the same way, because not just getting the kids out, they also, true confession time, guys, mom and the wife have to take care of us too. So there's a lot on mom's plate when she gets started. So she, like, you know, just like the morning disc jockey, she's got to be standing on that gas pedal right from the get go.
And have the energy to do so that's going to last you throughout the day. The other thing that's really important is making sure that you have healthy go-to snacks. And for me, that's really important because my days are really long and I travel a lot. So having something that's healthy packed in my work bag, at my office, or in my car is really important and, again, helps me stay on track with eating well. My go-to is the Soy Joy bar because it's all natural, it's plant-based protein, it's certified gluten-free, and it has really real fruit and non-GMO soybeans, and it really travels well. So making sure that you have that healthy go-to snack is important because we all know that at 2 or 3 p.m. in the afternoon is when we start kind of crashing and go for the caffeine and we want those handful of cookies or that chocolate bar. But instead of reaching for the cookies or the chocolate, think about packing a healthy snack like a Soy Joy bar.
We're talking with Elizabeth Badalino, who is a registered nurse, also the CEO of HealthyWomen.org, and a mom, HealthyWomen.org on the web, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. The idea, too, of not just starting but maintaining, and you mentioned, too, with the energy ideas, too, we go for the quick fixes. It seems like, you know, you look at in magazine, print ads, and TV, and even radio, there's all these quick fixes, the five-hour energy shots, the, you know, people existing through their days off of Red Bull and nothing else. That's you're putting your women, especially, they're putting their health at great risk if they become overly reliant on a daily basis of that junk.
No, you're absolutely right, and it's not just women; it's men too. Like, it's just making sure we're taking care of ourselves, right, and carving out that time to do so. So, eating right, making sure that you have the healthy go-to snacks, including exercise in our daily routine. Everything that we've heard about, I'm not, you know, stating anything new, but it's making sure that we start including it in our daily routines, and you're going to see the benefits.
And when you lay down the foundation too of the, as you mentioned, with the post-grain cereals and soy joy as an example, that first lesson just helps expand your awareness for your meals and your dietary habits for the rest of the day.
Exactly. You'll start noticing, you start with a healthy breakfast, chances are you're going to make healthy choices throughout the day. And even if you slip up once in a while, that's okay. You get right back on the horse and make sure that the next morning you start healthy again. It's not to say that you can never have a cookie or a chocolate bar again, but it's, making sure that you start making healthier choices that will kind of counterbalance those days that you want that cookie.
I've heard people, I know people who say that they've converted more to a more healthier way of eating, organic or through some of the great products like Post and Soy Joy and things like that. And when they do surrender to temptation and weakness and have that cookie, it's been so long since they've had something that sugary that that first taste, the sugar is magnified significantly versus when they used to have something like that as a regular habit, and it almost becomes a deterrent. The cookie itself deters them from ever going back for a second cookie that in any sort of frequency.
Yeah, you know what? I've had that happen to some of my friends and to myself. It's like before, you needed two cookies. Now I'm kind of satisfied with one cookie, which is a good thing. But it's again just starting to eat healthier and live healthier, and it definitely has a good impact on not only you but your family. Healthier you, healthier family.
I was wandering around healthywomen.org getting ready to speak with you, and now that's the other thing, too. We're especially, I won't say especially, men are as curious, too, but obviously the focus on healthywomen.org is information for health and well-being and diet and physical care for women. And the way you've structured so much, I think, easy to absorb and comprehend information, when a woman visits healthywomen.org, it really does provide them with the knowledge foundation that they need to compel them to take the actions they need.
Thank you. Thank you. Are we paying you to say that? That was really great. And that has been our mission, is to make small, digestible information. No one has time to read encyclopedia-type information. We need small, actionable items that we can implement easily into our busy lifestyle, and that's what we're trying to do. So thank you for the compliment.
I like it, too. In addition to, I won't mention any other websites, but typically when you're searching for something on some of those other sites, it takes you to, well, here's what it can be, but here's something deadly and dire. It might be at 0.0001 chance of that. And that's something by nature humans will always gravitate to, the worst possible case scenario, where the information that you present at healthywomen.org is more sane, sensible, realistic, and motivational and positive. And I think, too, it opens a line of communication for when, anyone shouldn't just strictly be reliant on one source of information, no offense, but when they go to their physician, to take what they gain in knowledge and communicate and talk and ask questions when they're in the doctor's office. I think what healthywomen.org it helps motivate and complete that equation.
No, it does. And what people need to know is that all of our information is evidence-based, so it's based on research and it's medically vetted. So we have a stellar group of healthcare providers, physicians, nurse practitioners, nurses, dietitians, that review all of our content to make sure it's medically accurate, and we update on a quarterly basis. And we really do provide her with the questions to ask her healthcare providers so that between the two of them, they can come up with a game plan that best meets her needs.
So, again, for really a go-to resource for if you're a woman or if you want to guide the woman in your life, guys, to a better health and well-being, healthywomen.org is, again, the impartial and focused and accurate resource of a variety of points of information that every woman should be aware of and should know. And for you listening, if you want to get a better start to the day and use that as the foundation to increase your awareness of your health and the realities of what you are capable of doing to make a better health and strength and energy for yourself, start off with a great breakfast, post great grain cereal, Soy Joy for during the day to boost yourself and avoid those mid-afternoon crashes because they can be painful. That's no doubt about that. And is there a website to find out more? I mean, obviously, go into the grocery store in the cereal aisle, and they usually have the Soy Joy bars and the cereals in the same aisle, so convenience is there.
Yep. So for more information, healthywomen.org, your go-to source for living well.
And again, we've been joined by their CEO, along with being a veteran registered nurse and above and beyond all that, a mom, Elizabeth Bartolino. And Beth, thanks so much for being here this morning, for sharing this information.
Thanks again for having me. Have a great day.